Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What are you oh-gooding about over there?
I got a story about the things that we got stuck in us last year.
Oh, I love the stories about things stuck in us.
Like in your ear.
Or et cetera.
I got like, all the parts.
It's all emergency room stuff, right?
Your throat, your
sure.
nose.
Oh, I love that.
And then there's, you
Point
know,
south.
Some other spots
mm-hmm. yeah.
that things got stuck.
Sure. Yeah, I love stories like that. That's fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. Well.
Patient states that he slipped in the shower and landed on a metal air freshener can.
Mm-hmm.
And it. Yeah. Invaded.
Just perfect
there was
target.
An perfect target. Yeah. Slipped in the shower. Metal air freshener.
It's like Fusilli Jerry. He fell just so.
Right.
Just perfectly. Yeah, I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. The where Don't. The sun doesn't shine
yes.
is the long list.
That's so strange.
Much longer than all the other areas.
All right. I can't wait to hear what people get stuck in their bodies.
Uh-huh.
In nose, mouth,
right,
et cetera.
Yes.
Yeah. Doing that at 6:30?
Ear. I can do it at 6:30
yeah,
if you want.
Yeah, do it. That sounds fun. Okay. I picked a bunch of fun stories just to, you know, I could have started with like Oscars and Oscar snubs and stuff, but then I just found some fun stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather do that.
We need fun.
I need a little fun. So we'll start with Harvey Weinstein. Fun.
Oh, boy. Oh.
This is a fun angle on it. So they're picking the jury.
Okay.
And one of the people who has made it past the first cut is Gigi Hadid. I know.
She doesn't know how to get out of jury duty?
She doesn't want to, it doesn't seem.
She wants to be
well,
on.
She actually said, I think I can keep an open mind on the facts.
She knows him, doesn't she?
I have no idea.
And she knows a lot of the people that are going to go up against
him. I would know people in common with him for sure. She made it past round one. They're saying supermodel Gigi Hadid.
She's
Might
not
become.
A supermodel, is she?
No, that's what they're calling her these days.
Well,
yeah.
Since she's known so super.
All right.
I mean, Victoria's Secret. She does so many television commercials for makeup.
She does?
She's all over the place on TV.
Yeah, she's
to
beautiful.
To me, she's like,
no,
she
Bella's
is?
The ugly one. Gigi's the pretty Aww. One. Well, they're both gorgeous, but if you have to rate the
are
two,
they?
Gigi's the hot one. They are. They're both. Right. They're both gorgeous. I mean, Gigi, though, is my favorite.
Is
now that
anybody
I can
better than
one.
Elle Macpherson in her day, though? Come on.
Elle's pretty great.
With Cindy Crawford?
Yeah.
Tyra?
Sure.
Kathy Ireland?
Chrissy Teigen?
Chrissy Brinkley?
Oh, Chrissy Brinkley was
in
so
her
beautiful.
Day?
Yeah. She's still gorgeous.
She yeah, is, she you're is. Right. But I'm talking about, we were just talking about how your face changes no matter what. Mm. You get that, you know, a little rounder.
Sure. It happens. I wish I would get rounder. I'm getting saggier. Like I'm getting jowls and the neck thing. It's
right.
like everything's melting down.
Need to get
face.
A little plumped up.
It's real.
Something. Oh, I just want to get my whole neck.
All right.
Up.
So she'll be on the jury. Good for her.
Well, I don't know if she's going to make it onto the jury, but they're going through the thing. So Monday morning, she showed up to do her civic duty, and she was not eliminated. Hadid appeared in the courtroom Monday morning where she's in the running to become one of Harvey Weinstein's jurors. According to reports from inside the courtroom, she told the judge she thinks she can keep an open mind on the facts. And, you know, really that's the entire story is that she might be. Here you go. Here's a picture of Gigi.
I heard one of the people that she is friends with that is testifying against Harvey is Salma Hayek.
Oh,
so
yeah, they're going to.
There's a couple of
she's
people.
She's not going to make it. All
Maybe they're keeping her on so we can all talk about it and they can stare at her.
Maybe. It is media takeout, too. Yeah. Or I don't know. What is that one?
It's all over the place.
Is that TMZ? But I'm looking at a story from media takeout, which is just good, clean, filthy fun.
Right. Only once in a while do they hit it out of the park. Which
this is
one
a good
is
one. They have a video that someone released on Twitter. This person used to release cute, G-rated videos on social media that her young fans... Many impressionable little girls could appreciate. But she's been getting more and more risque. And the first thing I saw...
I may know who this is.
Have you seen it already?
I don't know. I know that I've... My kid
you
watches...
You know the person.
When she gets a couple minutes on YouTube, she goes to certain things and loves it.
Well, has she checked for Lizzo?
Oh, no. No.
Well,
no.
Lizzo started...
She likes Casey and Stacey or whatever their dumb names are.
I'm not sure when... The first thing I saw from Lizzo that I went, oh, goodness, was she posed nude. She was like on all fours with her arms and legs covering the precious bits. But she was nude on there, and it was like, whoa, that is Lizzo naked. Naked.
And she went to the NBA game with
a big wearing a dress that had a
area where you'd see the entire butt crack.
Yeah, the whole thing. Right. The whole darn crack. So here's another butt crack video. She's got a thong on and a Def Leppard concert t-shirt.
I know, I noticed that.
Which is awesome. And she's making her butt clap on Twitter. So we're going to take a look at this.
All right, it's loading.
Okay, loading.
Let me just refresh this page real quick. So my beef is that it seems more like her legs are clapping more than her butt.
Oh, well.
Damn it. I don't know what I can't do.
Damn it, Omarosa.
Here it is.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
All right. It's not
So there's it's Lizzo's butt.
Oh,
and she's going to clap.
It's killing
it.
Me right now. It's killing me.
Oh, it's buffering.
Yeah, it's buffering.
God damn it. Why is it always the...
There it goes. Is.
Yeah, that's her thighs.
Yeah, that's
it's her,
thighs.
It's not her just...
She's not getting her butt going. Her butt's hardly moving.
Yeah, it's her thighs.
Yeah,
it's
a thigh thing. I agree.
Whatever.
She has some serious cake back there.
Yep.
Jeez.
That is...
I'm not big enough to get behind her.
You know, honestly, I think very few people are. I mean, that is a deep cut right there. Yeah, that's just a thigh slap, Lizzo. Yeah. Sorry.
You are. I mean,
No, she's not even. She's
technique.
Not even. She's literally not even twerking. She's just moving her legs
make
apart.
Make way.
I wouldn't know. I've never.
Like, when you see some real butt clapping, it's all. Their legs are barely moving.
It's all butt.
Hips.
Yeah, right. It's all their cheeks.
Just... That is really just her making noise with her legs. All right. Well, someone will give her a lesson in that, I'm sure. And
yeah,
and
no,
then we'll get
I thought she was off. What was this posted to?
Twitter.
I thought she was off Twitter.
Oh, don't you think everyone
is? She said
is?
She quit Twitter.
Yes, she
I think she
did.
Said until
Unless
I feel like going
one.
Back. Well, this is last night.
Oh.
She can't quit.
I can't quit you, Twitter.
Yeah.
Anyway, according to the latest Billboard charts, the majority of the people listening to Lizzo's music are under 15.
Oh.
The majority. So, way to go. And here's another fun story. My friend Sammy.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar has a place.
Is friends with you, and you
we
have.
Know, we know each other.
Do you have him in your phone? Do you have your phone? His phone number
well,
in your phone?
I think I have his wife's phone number. Let me see if I have Sammy's phone number. I don't think I have. I don't think I could call him.
Yeah, you could.
Hold on. Let me look here. I have Sammy's phone number.
Right.
Well, let me see if it's the same as Kari's. Okay. It's different.
Right, you have it.
Yeah, but I never use it.
Right.
And he doesn't talk to me. I mean, we see each other. I think the last time I saw him was 2 years ago at my 4th of July party.
I don't believe that for one second.
100%.
No, I won't believe it.
Believe it.
I don't believe it.
Believe it.
I'm not going to.
Believe it.
Now, tell your story about Sammy.
So this is a picture of Sammy Hagar's French Chateau at Lake Arrowhead.
Just ruined it.
What?
What? He has a French Chateau.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, in France.
No. It's a
Lake Arrowhead. That's Big Bear. That's Southern California.
You know, for a long time, I thought that lake was called Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, really?
Because people would say, yeah, we're going to Lake Arrowhead. Or, you know, but they wouldn't enunciate the O. Arrowhead.
In this picture, it's beautiful.
Yes. Well, he's trying to sell it. They bought it for $2.3 million in 2009. He put it on the market in 2017 for $5.9 million. It's reduced to $3.9 at this point. I assume they've done some work to it. Otherwise, why the turnaround on the money? But it's been on the market so long that he's like, I'm going to lease it.
Well, the market is, you'd know this better than me, but I have some idea that the market's kind of flattened out.
It's softening.
So, and it needs to.
Yes.
Because it can't continue to rise at such rates where people will never afford to live here. So,
and if the bubble bursts, nobody wants to be holding the $5.9 million house that they could have got for $3.9 million.
Right, or less. I mean, put an offer in. I bet the guy will be like, I'll take it.
Yeah, I just don't want to. Listen, whatever his costs are monthly, even if he owns the place outright, he still owes taxes on the thing and insurance.
And upkeep.
Snow removal. I'm sure he's got a caretaker up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll ask him all about it next time I see him, which is probably 4th of July. Sammy has decided to lease. It's lakeside. It's beautiful. He wants $30,000 a month for it, which seems like a totally reasonable ski lease.
It just isn't going to happen.
No detail was overlooked in the construction of this massive lake house. Granite boulders were cut on site. Hand-carved limestone, beamed ceilings, walnut floors. The game room features a bar and a massive sound system. Steam and sauna rooms. Ooh. It's an 8-bedroom, 8.5-bath home. They call it stately but rugged. It also has a bunch of other luxe upgrades. There's a oversized spa, barbecue, private path to the lake and dock below. By the way, this isn't the only property he's trying to unload. Oh, my God.
What else has he got?
This party room is insane. Here's the game room with the bar. This is just, I mean, I can just picture across from the bar. The band sets up. There's a giant dance floor. So he has listed a house in Maui.
I'm looking at it upside down. My God, I'm like, the floor has beams all over it. How are you supposed to walk around with crap tripping you all the time?
No,
look at that upside down for a second. What the?
Oh, you're right.
What in the hell?
An upside down stairs. That's the weirdest set of stairs I've ever seen. Yeah, no, it's upside
down.
Got it.
No, right. I got it now. Thank you.
Sure.
Stupid.
He has listed, he's got 10 acres clifftop in Hawaii. He listed that for $3.3 million in 2017, and that still hasn't sold either. 72-year-old Sammy is currently on tour, they say here. Recently added to the lineup for the 2020 Music Cares Person of the Year concert. That's a tribute to Aerosmith, January 24th in Los Angeles. He's also in charge of the whole Cabo Wabo thing. Includes restaurant spirits and a yearly pilgrimage event in Cabo San Lucas. He calls his fans redheads. Adorable.
Oh, that's so cute. I'd never heard that.
Yeah, me either. That's what he calls them.
Oh,
maybe it's just him.
Someone came up with it and he went, oh, that's great.
That's great. I'm a redhead.
I'll take it.
Red rocker.
Yeah, that's over by Big Bear. So good for him, but it's not what I envisioned when you started with French Chateau.
Yeah, not at all. And I think, you know what, I'm going to just push my whole Oscars thing. I'll do that later if I have time for it. I like fun stories. Here's a fun one. Steve Harvey's NBC daytime show was replaced by Kelly Clarkson's show.
Uh-huh.
CBS, NBC daytime.
Famously.
Clarkson. Yes.
Like, we sort of followed that saga.
Uh-huh. He says, fine with it. Hilarious.
Well,
truthful.
That's fine.
I wouldn't watch either.
Yeah. Oh, right. No.
Actually, I like her and I haven't watched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen clips. It seems a little hyper.
Uh-huh.
But fine. That it sounded like he was on Ellen on that. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Ellen is.
Sounded like Ellen.
Ellen just so relaxed. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She should have said, well, do you watch my show?
Well, when I'm on it, I do.
Right.
I'll be watching this episode. Will Smith was jealous of Tupac. Not because of Tupac's much more hardcore image.
Was it his chaunch?
It was because of his relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith.
That's what I mean. So,
well, according
Tupac's
to...
Tupac's chaunch went somewhere that...
According to Jada, they were just friends. They grew up together, apparently.
Okay.
Jada and Tupac were childhood friends, and when Will started dating Jada, he was jealous of their relationship.
Your Honor, if I may ask the witness...
Has she said she's boned him? Can you see?
Vonnie and I were talking about it yesterday. Come out and said that she
has. She seen his chaunch?
Oh, sure. I mean, come on.
Vonnie's giving us
a yes.
So, see, that's okay. So there's the jealousy is he's got some idea Tupac has been with his partner, whatever you call it.
Apparently.
Well, she should. Hold fast to that, too.
He regrets being jealous in those early days. It means he could never open up to interact with Pac. He wished he... Oh, I was the soft rapper from Philly, and he was Pac. What his
good
the
for
end
him
of the quote is. Yeah.
Well, but he can say that now because he's accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
And it makes it much easier to
be. Well, and Tupac's gone.
Honest right. about your ego, though.
Sure. I don't have to face him out in the hall. I don't have to worry about that. I was the Fresh Prince, and he was Tupac.
Right.
It's a good one. And that's it. I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
What did people get stuck?
Oh, yeah, the stuck stuff. Stuck stuff!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.